Hi, this is a dictation for patient Sharon Peels, SHARONP, like Paul, EALS, Sharon Peels. Date of birth is 6/16/1975, and date of service is 5/10/2024. Patient is presenting with a severe pain in the both in the neck area as well as the lower back area, with radiation to the both arms, front and back, in a glove-like fashion, and also to the right buttock and the left buttock and leg as radiculopathy. Also, she reports that left elbow has been in too much pain around 10 with no swelling, and left knee is also painful around 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. She also reports of pain in both the hips, which are also hurting, especially when walking. She is being evaluated by Dr. Adam as a primary care physician. She has not been evaluated for gout, and a CT scan and MRI recently was done at St. John Hospital as she was admitted to the ER. Those records are being obtained. She's also seeing a OBGYN, and she's also doing a LA fitness with heart pull and water aerobics. She's doing 3 times per week. In addition, patient is also doing physical therapy. Sorry, the date of service of this visit is actually 5/23/2024 and not the 5/10/2024. Kindly correct. Date of service 5/23/2024. Sharon Peels, date of birth 6/16/75. Well, the patient went to Beaumont Hospital, not St. John. She went to Beaumont Hospital, Grosse Pointe, ER, for severe pain in the lower back and neck. That was evaluated. She was provided injection for the pain and prednisone and Robaxin, and a CT scan and MRI for the cervical lumbar spine were done there. She got an injection of a steroid, dexamethasone, toradol. She also obtained lidoderm ointment and Robaxin. She reported that she is unable to bend. Lifting is very heavy, cannot do her work. She wants to be off work for at least 1 week. She's currently on Neurontin, and for pain relief, she's having Narcos. The patient is reports that the pain level is between 5 and 7, with ADL being 6. Patient reports almost 60% relief with all the current pain management protocol. Please review the records for the ADLs, system review, and additional history, substance abuse, and compliance history. In the physical examination, the blood pressure is found to be 108/82, pulse is 90, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam remains the same from previous visit dated 5/10/2024, dictation number 0509-035. Diagnosis are the same. Plan is to provide the patient Narco 7.5, 325 once a day for 15 days for relief of the pain. Patient has a most likely a possible gout involvement, for which she is being ordered a blood test, fasting uric acid, as well as she may have diabetic involvement with peripheral neuropathy. There is also a possibility of splitting arthritis as a result of lupus, which need to be investigated. She is being referred to her primary care physician and also a rheumatologist like Dr. Portnoy to investigate. Her maps and labs have been reviewed, and she is found to be in compliance. She will be returning for a procedure for injection. Her CT scan of the lumbar spine that was recently done was reviewed. so are the surgical spine, and she has MRIs as well, and it appears that she has tremendous amount of degenerative arthritis in the cervical spine as well as in the lumbar spine, and she has disc issue, multiple disc issues, L2-3, L3-4, and bulging disc at L3-4 and L4-5, and she may benefit with some facet joint injections as well as with some epidural injections. She'll be seen in 15 days' time. Thank you.